RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Keeping things rolling on a Monday morning, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I'm Michael. This is MP on the mic. Glad to be with you. Glad to be talking all things local sports. Fun to reminisce on Joe Harris there, his UVA career. If you're on the pod, we'll put that on the end. We'll lead the pod with this because the podcast is available on major platforms, MP on the mic. We always want to lead with the Commanders, especially after a Commanders game day. So we'll lead with the Commanders. We'll circle back on everything else. For those of you listening live on the radio, you have no choice but to listen to what I'm saying right now, which is good, though, because it's time to dive into the Washington Commanders. We'll give some observations here from the game, empty out the notebook as we do. This is a warm-up for us, too. Last year, our very first MP on the mic was the day after the Commanders opener. And so we felt our way through it over the course of the year, how we do the recaps, how we do the breakdowns. So good to get some reps on that right now. We'll tell you about the game, what happened in the game, and then we'll hear from the players, the coaches, in later segments. And, of course, we'll go around the NFL as well before the day's over. Mondays are busy days in here once we get to football season. And it's fake football season, but they time it right. When you've been walking through the football-less desert, when you've been watching handball and the cross-country running in the Olympics, everybody loves a good preseason storyline. So it's time to do that. Here's my number one takeaway. Washington Commanders, Miami Dolphins, Saturday night, preseason game. They lost. I don't care. We'll dive into why that doesn't matter in a bit, because obviously I think they were playing for situations, and the field goals were a part of that. The Dolphins were playing for that touchdown early. Didn't resemble a real game at all. So score doesn't bother me at all. The pace is number one on my list. I really liked the pace the offense operated at during the New York Jets game. And out of that game, I told you, I thought that was indicative of a well-coached team. And this reflects on, obviously, everything comes back to Dan Quinn, to DQ, to the top. but this is primarily about Cliff Kingsbury because the offense is his, and he's been a coach at enough NFL levels, in college levels, he knows what he's doing, certainly. But Pace comments here reflect on Kingsbury far more than Quinn. Cliff Kingsbury, I thought in the Jets game, had the offense operating at a very nice pace. Very rarely was the play clock going to the end. The substitutions were handled smoothly. They ran a lot of formations, and generally speaking, everybody knew where to be at every time. So fast forward to Saturday night, even more of that. Things looked even better. Jaden Daniels was running at a great pace, getting the play, calling the play. They deliberately had him do a lot of up-tempo, no-huddle stuff. So for background, you run no-huddle when you have a successful play. You want to get to the line. You want to build on that momentum. Maybe keep the defense gassed. You never run no-huddle, almost never run no-huddle, off an incomplete pass. You huddle after an incomplete pass. Well, they ran no-huddle off of an incomplete pass. So that's how you know this is a preseason game. And they were trying some stuff. And then they were working on some stuff. They were doing things you don't see in regular football games. But what you need to know is the stuff they were working on, they were really good at. And I think Cliff Kingsbury wants to play with pace this year. I think that's going to be very important to him. I think it's important to him that the offense move quickly. And the other thing about that is, and so we'll bring Jaden Daniels into this chat, Jaden Daniels can process at a really high level. It is hard not to be impressed by this kid. And so part of why Cliff Kingsbury wants to play at pace and do the no huddle and do the up tempo is because he believes Jaden Daniels at the line can make the correct decisions. And I think he can. And I think we saw that this weekend. We've seen that through the preseason. And I love watching, you know, what I think a lot of people didn't realize coming out of college. You talk about college players. Not all college players are created the same. So J.J. McCarthy at Michigan did not do any processing as a quarterback at Michigan. Harbaugh did the processing for him. The coaches did the processing for him. He was in charge of taking and running the play. Doesn't mean he can't do it. And the Vikings really like him a lot, and there's a chance he can do it down the road. On the opposite end of that spectrum is LSU, which runs a very pro-style approach. One of the reasons Joe Burrow was so good his rookie season in the NFL, it wasn't foreign to him. He had done a lot of this work. He had done a lot of the processing, the command of the offense, all that stuff. And I see that in Jaden Daniels. That's a kid who in college was asked to do a lot of thinking and do a lot of processing, and has stepped up to the pro level and has put in the work. You talk to anybody over there, has put in the work to be able to do it, which we love to see, of course. But Cliff Kingsbury is trusting him with playing fast, with going up tempo, and they're going to need any advantage they can steal this year. So observation one, the pace was fantastic. Observation two, the false starts, the holdings, they're still there. Andrew Wiley still a culprit here. Now you say that's why you have preseason. That's why you want Jaden Daniels working with these guys. I still don't love the amount of it that we're seeing, even in a preseason game. I'm concerned about these penalties because you're looking at an offense, and I think Jaden Daniels can throw it deep. But basically every NFL offense now, even Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, they're taking away the deep stuff. Two safeties is the norm, not the exception now, taking away the deep stuff. You win in the NFL now 7 yards at a time, 10 yards at a time. And when you win 10 yards at a time, you lose any drive that has a holding penalty. And a false start penalty can be close to crippling. You can overcome that. But the 10 yards on the holding, kiss it goodbye. It is hard to overcome that. You have to be mistake-free in order to win if you're going to move the ball slowly. You move the ball in big chunks, you can do whatever you want to do. It can be second and 20. It doesn't matter. You fling it long. It's hard to win in the NFL that way right now. And I think that's a big factor for these guys. Can they stay disciplined? And look, you're working with what you're working with here. New guys aren't coming through that door this time of year on the offensive line. Maybe a wide receiver, but not on the offensive line. Big concern, the false starts, the holdings, the things that hold an offense back. Defense finally got what was coming to it. I was surprised during the, I guess it would have been the joint practice, how positive the reviews were on the Commanders' defense against the Dolphins' first team offense. I was, well, that's not right. But, you know, people who were there said defense held their own. They did not on Saturday. And certainly the Dolphins there in that first drive had a plan to take advantage of these guys, had a plan for the mismatches, executed it. Now, they went for it on a pair of fourth downs. I don't know if they do that during the season or not. But bottom line was, when they lined up, when they played, they had a plan. They took advantage of that plan. And it didn't look pretty at times for the defense. There's going to be games like that. I think the best you can hope for is hold the deep ball, be stout against the run, because you're going to have some mismatches on the corners. St. Juice, he's the one who gave up the touchdown there. Not a great release. Didn't get his hands on him. Didn't disrupt the route at all. Certainly Emmanuel Forbes' struggles have been well documented here. I like Mike Sanristel a lot, but I don't know that the cupboard has enough in it to make it through a season against teams like the Miami Dolphins. And not every team's like the Miami Dolphins, but there's two of them in the division. And I think that's something that's going to add up over time. We'll pause there. We'll come back. I got a lot of Commanders thoughts today. So we'll dive into all that. I, of course, want to go around the NFL as well. So we'll go around the NFL next. We'll put a bookmark in this. We'll come back to the Commanders at 11. We'll hear from the players, the coaches after the game. We'll hear why Jaden Daniels is on double secret probation from Dan Quinn, taking us back to Animal House. We'll do that at 11 o'clock. When we come back, though, we'll go around the NFL. We'll check in with everything else in the world of sports. This is MP on the mic. You're listening to 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. 2 weeks away from having a lot to talk about on Mondays. 3 weeks away from really having a lot to talk about on Mondays. Right now, though, recapping the Commanders preseason game against the Miami Dolphins and my excitement about Jaden Daniels, which, look, I think he's absolutely going to do better than people locally perceive he will. I don't know if the rest of the roster is there. I think the national narrative, this is this year's Texans. He's rookie of the year. I think Caleb Williams is in that pole position, but I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a lot better than people give him credit for. I got a lot of clarity at the wide receiver position, so I think maybe let's start there as we go inside the locker room, because sometimes it's interesting to listen to the context within the quote. Here's Dan Quinn. He's asked about Jahan Dotson, and he's like, I'm so glad you asked that because I want to clarify some things, and then proceeds to say, John's playing for his job. Here's Dan Quinn after the game.
I know that's a narrative in here, but it's not as much with me. And so I wanted to be clear on that. I'm glad that you asked it because we're trying to feature all the things that players can do. And it's, you know, easier because Terry's Terry and clear cut to where it goes. And a number of the other guys have really brought some nice attributes to the team. Like, I love Jahan taking deep routes and in breakers. And I think you saw that in practice on the other day. And I felt Diami getting on top of people and being strong. I've seen, you know, OZ working the slot, aggressive hand. So by that position and finding what players can do, that's our job to put them into that spot. But I don't see it as one person has to be into this space. I just want the guys to be absolutely flying and at their best and competing and playing with urgency. It's not about a number at a position. It's really about just the urgency, competitiveness, contested catches, route running, you know, getting away from press coverage, beating man-to-man. Those are all the things that I look for, but it doesn't have to be a one, a two, a three. It just has to be really consistent, and I like the group. They're fighting hard. I couldn't think of a better guy to work with than Bobby to help develop them. So we're going to keep finding the things that they can do and then try to hopefully feature them in those best ways.
Well, we're trying to put everybody in the right position. We're trying to give everybody snaps so we can figure out what that position is. That position on Saturday night was slot receiver. And you can make a lot of money being an NFL slot receiver. But coming into this year's training camp, we didn't think Jahan Dotson was going to be the slot receiver. We thought he was the number two. Diami Brown's the number two right now, sharing those snaps with Alamide Zaccheaus. And there may still be more upgrades to this wide receiver room As the preseason goes on, as cut days happen, I get the sense they're not totally satisfied there. Then you've got Jahan Dotson's fighting for his snaps with Luke McCaffrey. I think he'll win them. I think Jahan Dotson is your starting slot receiver. But you're also looking at a team that I believe is going to play a lot of two tight end sets. I don't know exactly how they're going to stack up the personnel. I think you're probably going to have Jahan Dotson out there more often than not. But I want to put this to bed. It's nothing like you think it is. It's just, you know, it's what you think it is. The guy's fighting for his job. So that's Dan Quinn there. We'll get to Jaden in a second, but let's tidy up the loose ends here of the kicker. I don't want to get overly worked up about the kicker situation for the very important reason that this isn't a Super Bowl team. Now, if you have a bad kicker, it will cost you a win over the course of the season, period. Games in the NFL are too close. Every game in the NFL, it seems like every week, is coming down to one score or one last possession. These things matter. And Riley Patterson's been bad at practices, at games, 2 for 4. He missed both left and right on Saturday. I don't agree with Dan Quinn here that things are under control, but I also don't want to really freak out over the kicker on an August 19th radio program for a team that I think is going to win 5 to 8 games this year. Here's DQ.
Certainly not completed. And so for us, you know, hitting it at two for four, I believe, is what we came out for. We got work to do. We got practice next week, and we'll see where that takes us. But, you know, I was pleased for C. Riley come back. You know, he had an early miss and say, man, we're going to get a lot more chances here in this game to go for it. And so see a player come back in that spot when you go through the, you know, adverse times, like, hey, all right, clear the mechanism. Let's go back into it. And you know the process and what to do. So that's basically all I explained to him. Say, man, get right back to it. Because he had a fantastic day Thursday. And I think you guys were there who were at practice saw, I think he was 6 for 6 and maybe 3 of them over 50. So I think in pregame he hit, you know, over 60 yards today. And so he was really ready. And so those are hard when you don't nail the performances, when you really feel ready. And so we got work to do there.
Got work to do there. Got work to do a lot of places. This isn't a Super Bowl team. This is a building team. You know, maybe we're in the honeymoon. We are in the honeymoon with Adam Peters. And the reputation speaks for itself. And I think because he had such a good draft, he wins even more credit from me right out of the gate. Because of all that, I'm not mad. I think he's trying to fix the problem. I think he's out there working. I don't think he's saying, we got a bad kicker, whatever, we're tanking or whatever it might be. I think he'll bring in somebody at the appropriate time. I'm not too worried about it. Maybe I should be too worried about it. I don't know. But I'm not too worried about it. I think this, it's bad. They need a new kicker. There will be new kickers. It's annoying to see the Cowboys just grab a kid off an MLS roster and he makes a 66-yarder. You know, would be nice to have that. But there will be more kickers. There will be more opportunities. That's not one you have to have set going into week one. And I believe, obviously, there will be a ton more movement there. All right, Jaden Daniels had the run, loved seeing the run, 13-yard run, got tackled at the end of it. Didn't bother me at all that he got tackled at the end of it. He hasn't been hit yet this preseason. Always like getting one, know what it feels like. He jumped up. He knew right away he didn't do the right thing. The discussions have been around, should he have slid? I think it should have run out of bounds. He had the first down. He could have run out of bounds right after the sticks. I always think that's a little cleaner. Don't have to mess with the slide, the mechanics of that, the officiating of that. Just run out of bounds, keep it moving. And sometimes they'll give you a little push out of bounds. You can sell that for the penalty. Patrick Mahomes, of course, is very good at that. So I think, to me, at least, it didn't bother me at all. It's good to see Jaden take a hit, have one going into the season, know what it feels like, be ready to go. But he popped up. He looked at his coach, and he knew his coach did not want him doing what he just did. Here's
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
EQ.
Double secret probation he is on. All right. And, but no, for him, I thought he had another really good outing, honestly. I don't know passing wise what it was, but, the accuracy, the decision making of where to go, he really is a unique competitor. And, but yes, he was, definitely in trouble again with the head coach.
You going from Top Gun to Animal House?
That's exactly right. So he does not have a 0.0. I will absolutely assure you of that. But I don't. Did that come out on the TV that I was telling him to slide or get down? Is that okay? There we go.
You guys see everything. Yeah, Jaden basically turned red when he popped up there. Wasn't quite supposed to do that. Here's Jaden Daniels' take on the play.
I told y'all I can get down. But, you know, something that it's a constant battle between me and him. It's a fine line of knowing when to take your chances and when to get down. Right there, I honestly didn't think there was a lot of people by me. So after I got tackled, I went down a little bit. He's on the sideline like, get down, get down. And so that's just our little joke that we have going on.
It's all good. Successful preseason outing for Jaden Daniels. Successful preseason outing for the Washington Commanders. Very boring second half for the second week in a row. Preseason game just didn't mean a lot, period. Once Trace McSorley got in, once you knew everybody was running out the clock. But I've loved both starts against the Jets. He looked good. Put that throw right in De'Ami Brown's arms. Ran in for the touchdown. Now runs for 13 yards, some sharp throws, didn't get the touchdown, but got everything else. Jaden Daniels, successful preseason. If we don't see him again, everything's good. Here's his take on how things have gone to date in Washington.
It's a continuous battle to keep working, keep getting better, but the work that you put in, you know, it shows, and something that I always stand by, what's done in the dark always comes to the light. So you got to put in the work if you're going to be successful in this business. I held up well. I didn't get touched back there, so it was a successful night. But it is great having those guys out there back fully for a game, and we can work that chemistry and camaraderie as far as offense.
Had the offensive line, had false starts, some holdings, some work to do O-line will be back there at practice. But as I mentioned in the first hour, I love the pace. I really did. I love the pace they operated at. Love that they did some no huddle, even some no huddle when they didn't need to, just to work on that. Cliff Kingsbury, he's drawn up stuff that has been very successful for Kyler Murray in Arizona. He's got the opportunity to do it here for Jaden Daniels. You can tell he likes what he's working with. But the big thing that I keep coming back to, you can just tell he trusts him. There is immense trust between the offensive coordinator and the quarterback. Trust to read the situation, trust to run a no huddle, trust to, you know, make the processing decisions that need to be made. And that's what you want. You got a fully formed quarterback here in Jaden Daniels. If you're a fan, it's okay to get excited. A lot of other question marks, right? The sliding discussion. He's on double secret probation, right? Because if he gets hurt, this whole thing's a waste, right? I've said it. If he gets hurt in weeks 1 through 5, you're tanking. You are actively tanking because the rest doesn't matter. You want him to play the whole season. It's a 17-game season. It's a long NFL season. Those weeks add up. Those hits add up. The cleaner he can stay, the better off everybody is in Ashburn. We're back with more MP on the mic right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. All right, here's the deal. We keep telling you about Football Fest. We do a lot of things here. We go a lot of places. We do the show. We don't always need you to be where we are, right? Sometimes we'll go do the show from the Diamond on a Squirrels game day, and that's to remind you, Squirrels are playing. Go out, watch the Squirrels that night. You know, you don't come out to the show. We had a great show on Friday. We were down at Leonard Truck Accessories down in Chesterfield. It was awesome. We had a fun time. The people who did swing by got 910 The Fan koozies, so we love those people. But we're there to raise awareness of Leonard Truck Accessories, and they got sheds. They got everything you need, so get down there, right? But Saturday night, we need you there when we're there. A1's Football Fest 2 Franchise Mode. Fred Smoot's going to be there. Grant and Danny are going to be there. Dave Riggert, voice of JMU, will be there. We'll have representatives from other colleges. It's going to be a really fun time. We love seeing you guys, y'all out in the community. We love being out and about. I think that's the main message here is, and I know this with Grant and Danny, right? Because I've been out with them on the road. They love talking ball. They love talking football. They love meeting you guys. And we'll all be there. It's 3 to 7. The show's live 5 to 7 Saturday night out at River City Roll. Get out there. It's going to be a ton of fun. Last Saturday, we've all got free for a very long time as we dive into football season. Then, of course, football season right on the heels of that. We'll have a little VCU basketball season. It'll be a ton of fun. So hopefully you have a chance to get out there. River City Roll Saturday night, 5 to 7, the live show. You can see me, Grant, Danny, and Awad will preview the Commanders season. We'll talk NFL football. We'll have ourselves a great time. I'm really excited for it, as you can tell. We're all really excited for it here. A lot of work went into this. A lot of cool stuff out there. And, of course, River City Roll is just a great place to be, right in the heart of Scott's Addition, where the cool kids hang out. Great pizza. A1 always says the pizza's banging. He is correct. The pizza is very good. If you want to go bowling while you're out there, you can go bowling while you're out there. They got a full-size bowling alley, live music, DJs, the works. Going to be a really fun Saturday night out there. Really fun Saturday for the people of Kansas City, because the Kansas City Chiefs continue to do things other teams do not have the guts to do, in this case, a behind-the-back pass from Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes keeps it, goes behind the back. Kelsey's got it for the first down. How do you like that?
Well, they talked about it in practice this week, and Mahomes even talked about the fact that he said Andy wants him to do it in a game. Well, guess what? Here it is. Behind the back flip to Travis Kelsey for the first down. Now all of a sudden it's another thing for defenses to worry about.
Yeah, I don't know if you're a defense. You spent a lot of time practicing on that, but fun behind-the-back pass to Travis Kelsey. Mahomes, though, he gave his interview to the Chiefs Network here. He said it was not fun and games. It was Travis Kelsey not being where he was supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, long story short, Travis didn't run the route he was supposed to run, and then it was kind of a behind-the-back pass kind of because I was mad. I was pissed off at Travis. He was supposed to run a flat route, I don't know if you can hear me on the broadcast. I'm yelling at him, and then he doesn't run it. So out of spite, I do a behind-the-back pass, but now it's going to be a highlight.
Oh, that's awesome because you just improvised it. Is that what you're telling us? Is this all improv?
100%. That's what I've been trying to say it to everybody. It can't be planned. It's got to be just naturally happen, kind of in the groove of things. And so I actually forgot about it until halftime. Someone actually brought it up to me, and it wasn't like I planned that at all or it wasn't a called play. It just kind of happened.
All right, we play that whole clip not because we're immensely concerned with why Patrick Mahomes threw it behind the back, but because we needed to set up Travis Kelce's response to Patrick Mahomes' interview.
Patrick said that the behind-the-back pass was improvised. That wasn't a play. What do you have to say?
It wasn't a play. No, it was a play. It was a first down. You know, he's got the voice thing, and so he kind of mumbled out the play. I couldn't hear it. I was walking up to the line. I was like trying to decipher what he was saying. Before I knew it, he snapped the ball, and then I kind of saw him out of my peripheral run to the sideline. So I was trying to go help my guy out. By the time I looked over there, he was already in mid-form, like a photo on a sports card, throwing the ball to me. So it was just I guess right place at the right time.
He's got that voice thing, you know. I love it. Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes picking up where they left off, of course, your favorites in the AFC. I saw a lot of the Niners are the favorites to win the NFC. I think that's probably fading a little bit with all the news out of there. The other funny thing is Patrick Mahomes, who's the best player in football, full stop, period. We can have the GOAT debate. To me, it's still Brady. They played each other in a Super Bowl. Brady won the Super Bowl. He's got 6 rings. Mahomes is on the journey. Too premature to have the conversation right now relative to Brady. But clearly, indisputably, the best player in the game right now. Number 4 in the NFL top 100 player voted list this offseason, which was insane. I didn't devote a lot of time on it to this show because I didn't do a lot of shows this summer for reasons that were largely outside of my control, partially inside my control, largely outside of my control. But we didn't spend a lot of time because it was ridiculous. The notion that this is the 4th best player in football. And number 1 was Tyreek Hill, which he's a wide receiver. He's a game changer. He's a great player. If you redrafted the whole NFL, none of the 32 teams would do anything other than take Patrick Mahomes first. There's nobody who would say, actually, we'd rather build a team around Tyreek Hill, a temperamental wide receiver who gets... No, of course not. No, Tyreek Hill is getting drafted very early in that draft. He's like DeSean Jackson. When he takes the top off, he does things no other player can do. He scores touchdowns in ways nobody else can. He's valuable. We're discussing very valuable players, but we're doing it to make the point that Patrick Mahomes is the best player in football. It's not particularly close. It's ridiculous. And the Chiefs, of course, are justified, maybe Super Bowl favorites now. The Niners are dealing with stuff. Trent Williams still not back. That's kind of weird. Brandon Ayuk deal's taken forever. Christian McCaffrey banged up out there. Brock Purdy, who they all have a lot of faith in, I think probably needs to prove it one more time over the course of a season to earn his next contract. Lot going on in San Francisco for a place that's been relatively silent. Here's General Manager John Lynch on what is up with receiver Brandon Ayuk.
Why is it taking so long? What's the reason?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew. You know, as I said, we started early. It's consumed a lot of our time, my time. I don't like that it's taken this long, but it has. And you know, you deal with the challenges that you're faced with. I can tell you one thing, you know, lots of times when I'm talking to other GMs around the league on a variety of situations, you know, a lot of them will call and say, just pulling for you in that situation. I was in one last year or something like that. And, you know, one thing they always say is like, man, we'd love to have your problems.
I think that applies in Philly, too. I really do. I think that you'd rather have the Eagles' problems than the Commanders' roster, right? Eagles have big problems with coaching continuity. The wheels fell off at the end of last year. There's still so much talent there. The Niners, so much talent there. And as we learned from the Chiefs last year, you can wait to put it together for a while. They had issues. They had losses. They looked human, vulnerable all through the season. Bills licking their chops, finally get a shot at them. Ravens licking their chops. Lamar was playing some of his best football he's ever played. But you get to the playoffs. They flipped the switch. They turned it on, which I didn't even see coming at the time. I just thought, you know, hey, the receivers keep dropping the passes. Can't win a Super Bowl like that. Well, Patrick Mahomes can win a Super Bowl in a lot of ways, and that Niners roster with Kyle Shanahan can win in a lot of ways. You certainly don't rule them out yet at this juncture. Speaking of problems, Daniel Jones, bad interception on Sunday for the Giants, bounces back, has a nice pass to Malik Nabers, who's certainly in that wide receiver grouping of great young receivers, Marvin Harrison, Romeo Dunze, and him. Needed that big bounce back for him. A lot of pressure on him. You remember back to the Hard Knocks with the Giants, where they're very openly saying this is a make or break year. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't have done that, right? Like, he knows it's a make or break year. He didn't need a TV show to tell him that. And you don't need a TV show to know the front office doesn't have confidence in you. They didn't give you a contract extension, and they're actively looking for your replacement potentially. But a big year for Daniel Jones, and the rough preseason starts are easy to overlook, except in situations like that, except in situations where it can make a big difference in terms of players' confidence in you and how long your leash is going to be once the season starts and once you're out there in those games. Other NFL action, love seeing Josh Johnson, 38 years old. You remember him coming off the bench for Jay Gruden back when he didn't have a quarterback, beating the Jacksonville Jaguars. Was a great story. 11 for 11 in Baltimore in the preseason game. Ravens love having those veteran backups. Had RG3 for a minute. Josh Johnson back there. Love that that story continues. A lot of people rooting for that guy after what he, the story and what it meant to him to come win a game with the Redskins back in the day. That was a ton of fun when he did that in Jacksonville. The big story, though, that I love from the weekend, the Atlanta Falcons. Kirk Cousins is the quarterback. He's the starter. They drafted Michael Penix, which may or may not have really bothered Kirk. Hint, it probably did, because that's how he's wired. Penix looked great in the first preseason game, so they didn't play him in Saturday's preseason game. And not only that, Coach Raheem Morris said he's not going to play him in next week's game. Very unorthodox to not play a backup quarterback in a preseason game. They said, he's ready. We've seen what we need to see. We're on to the season with Michael Penix. I love this so much. Are they not playing him because they don't want to create a quarterback controversy? If so, that's the greatest reason of all time to not play a backup quarterback in the preseason. I cannot get enough of this story. We will be talking about the Atlanta Falcons so much this year. I'm just calling that one right now. Going to be a fun football season ahead. You can tell I'm getting fired up for it as we build towards Saturday, AWOD's Football Festival out at River City Roll. We got more show on the...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Other side, a little NASCAR news for you. We'll drop it on you when we get back. Right, this is 910 The Fan.
You know, nobody in Richmond has covered this astronaut situation more than us.
MP on the mic here, Michael Phillips. Thank you for joining us. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. NASA sent up astronauts to the space station on a Boeing spacecraft 75 days ago. They were supposed to be there for a week. They're still there. The Boeing spaceship's malfunctioned. They're looking into whether or not they can bring it back. We've covered this story extensively. If you know this program and you love this program, and specifically in this time slot, you know this is our jam. This is our wheelhouse talking about this. All right. New York Times story over the weekend. Don't call them stranded. Lori Garver served as the deputy administrator of NASA during the Obama administration. Quote, I think reporters use imprecise language to get viewers. We're all used to that. I don't think it's worth being defensive about, but they're also not really stranded. All right, that's me. Clickbait, I believe, is the claim there, that I am using this situation, exaggerating this situation for ratings on my sports talk program, which who hasn't done that? Exaggerated a NASA controversy to get sports talk ratings. We're all let he who is without sin throw the first stone. All right, they're not really stranded. Let's review the situation here. They are in outer space. They're at the International Space Station. They cannot come home because their spaceship has not been authorized because they're worried it might not work. They may send up another spacecraft to get them, but that spacecraft is on Earth, which, and again, I am not a rocket scientist, is not outer space. Could get there, certainly. It seems we have the technology to get from Earth to outer space, so not ruling out that that would happen. But again, not there to pick them up. They've called an Uber. It says the Uber's finishing the other ride. You kind of know this guy's gonna bail on the trip. You want to hit the cancel button, but you don't want to pay the $5. But you don't want to wait 10 minutes for the cancel to happen. It's a big mess. They're not really stranded. To me, you're stranded if you can't leave the place where you are. Now her point is like they're not gonna die. They're on the International Space Station. There's plenty of food. There's plenty for them to do. They've got a phone. They can call their friends. So, you know, they're fine. I would contend that if you are somewhere and you can't leave that somewhere, you're stranded at that place. Oh, well, you know, that's harsh language. I think specific to this situation, when the place you are is outer space, I'm going to say stranded. So in a rare move here, MP on the mic is going to break with the New York Times. Kudos to them. They can print whatever they want. They've been a very successful operation. I'm sticking with stranded. This program, this show, is sticking with stranded. That's the language we're using. Until they can get off whenever they want. Like if they can just go hit the button and get home, they're not stranded. Right now, kind of stranded on the International Space Station. As you know, it's a very important story. For this program, we will continue to follow it throughout
the week. Speaking of things with engines that go fast and sometimes break, NASCAR news over the weekend. They run the Clash every year. That's the first event on the NASCAR calendar 2 weeks before the Daytona 500. Just a little exhibition race. They've done it the last couple of years at the LA Memorial Coliseum, which is where the Olympic track events will be in a couple of years, which, you know, has been cool. They're bringing it, and I love this, to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to Bowman Gray Stadium, the oldest continuously operating NASCAR circuit in America. I think that's awesome. I think that's really cool. Part of what, you know, my complaint about NASCAR over the years has been they've favored the TV at the expense of the in-person viewers, right? They yank around the dates in Richmond. They make them race during the day instead of under the lights, which is what we all want. They're captive to this TV money. I think if you're going to be captive to the TV money, do cool things. I've said this about the NFL many times. I'll say this about everybody. When people are watching, you have the opportunity to do cool things that aren't reliant on the money at the gate, the ticket money, right? You think about MLB this year's done. They did the Little League thing yesterday. They went out to Rickwood Field. They've done so many great. Those are great visuals, and those are cool, and those pull people's attention in. The Olympics was just one big, great visual, right? We're under the Eiffel Tower. We're at Versailles. We're, you know, somewhere famous in Paris, and the fencing in the old castle, right? Like, I don't care about fencing. I still don't care about fencing, but I love fencing in the old castle. So I think this is a great move by NASCAR. Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem next year for the Clash ahead of the Daytona 500, which I think makes a ton of sense for them. They made it through the race at Michigan yesterday, you know, we'll see. Maybe don't invite Austin Dillon down to Winston-Salem next year, but I'm excited for that. And we've been talking a little bit of NASCAR recently. They're doing things that make us want to talk about NASCAR, and I love it. Hour number two on Top Tap. We're going back to the Commanders. We're going back to the preseason game. We'll play some clips for you. Jaden Daniels, Dan Quinn spoke to the media afterward. You'll hear from them. You'll hear more of my thoughts on everything going on with this team. I think we learned a lot roster-wise. I don't think we learned anything in the second half. That's all right. We all got a good night's sleep. More Commanders talk on the other side on your home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910
Monday
The Fan.
Morning.
Now 105.1 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, taking you up to AWOD Radio live from Capitol Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. Grant and Danny, after that, Flying Squirrels baseball returns tomorrow. Haven't talked any baseball today. Been wrapped up in Commander's land, which is very important, but baseball is very important as well. They say you don't lose, you just run out of time. And I think that's what happened to the Richmond Flying Squirrels yesterday. Down big early, 5-0 to the Harrisburg Senators. The Squirrels, they're feisty, they're plucky, chipped away at the lead, chipped away, 9-8. They were only trailing by one. Time to go to the ninth inning. You never know what's going to happen in the ninth inning. And boom, rain hits. They send everybody home off of City Island in Harrisburg. Obviously, if they'd played the ninth, the Squirrels would have been winners. As it is, the Squirrels, not winners. In fact, after winning last Tuesday, the opener in Harrisburg, they then lost five straight. I want it noted that the opener there, Hazel was producing. Hazel was on the board for the opener. Just saying, this show's got the magic touch. Sometimes you need a little bit of that. So Squirrels lose 5 of 6 in Harrisburg. They return home here. It's not looking great. 17-28 in the second half of the season. The Senators pick up their pace. They were well below 500 coming into the series and leave it now 56-58. On the season, Jimmy Glowinski solo home run in the loss. All right, Squirrels back home tomorrow night. 6-game series against the Altoona Curve. Trouble with the Altoona Curve. Right-hander Dylan Cumming toes the rubber for the Squirrels. He's 1-6 this year. As we say, he's due. He'll oppose Altoona lefty Anthony Solometto,
who's 0-5 this year. He's due. Somebody's got to win, as they say. First pitch, 6:35 p.m. Tomorrow is National Lemonade Day at the Diamond Lemonade T-shirt giveaway for the first 1,000 fans ages 15 and older. Enough of that depressing stuff. Let's go to the big leagues. Speaking of losing, Nationals went up to Philly. You know that's not good. You know the Phillies are going to be swinging the bats. Thursday win, Friday win, Saturday win for the Phillies. But you know what they say? If they played this series four times, we'd probably only win one of them. Not tonight, boys. That's a good mangling of a historic movie right there. Let's get to the highlights.
Pitch swung on, hit a mile high to deep right center field. Way back, going, going, and long gone, goodbye. There it is, bang, zoom, the first home run pulled by James, one of the major leagues, over the wall in right center field.
There we go, a little James Wood home run action. The kids are all right for the Nats. Look, I love watching this team. They're young, they're feisty. They don't win games like that against the Phillies often. Cherish it when they happen. Win the finale on Sunday. Just so happens we didn't do a radio show on Saturday or Sunday, so we don't have to acknowledge the other ones. Bad thing about the Phillies winning 3 of 4, it means the Braves had to keep pace, but they certainly did.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Laureano drives one way up in the air, deep to the wall, and that is out of here. He just missed a truck that they have out there on display. And Laureano homers again, his second home run of this series.
So the Braves keeping pace with the Phillies, and, you know, they look a little bit out of sight, but they got the Mets nipping at their heels now. We got some NL East fun coming down the stretch as we get closer to September. Phillies 7-up in the NL East, so the Braves 7 back of the Phils, but the Mets just 2 back of the Braves, 64-60, rounding into their best form. Only took them a year and a half after they spent all the money on the players, but they're looking good all of a sudden. Should be some fun baseball there. The Braves, the Mets, the Phillies, all of them down the stretch, and what do you know, Mets hosting the Orioles starting tonight for a series. Should be an incredibly fun series there. Tomorrow night, starting Tuesday night, the Braves hosting the Phillies for a set. So we're going to get a little bit of something here. Mets are going to get challenged against the Orioles. And the Braves, if they're going to catch up to the Phillies, this would be the window. This would be the time to get the job done. So a ton of fun in the NL East. We'll be watching that all week long. Really excited for that Phillies-Braves series. Couple hot teams. Phillies beat up the Nats at only half counts. But the Braves starting to maybe round into form. They're going to need it. They're going to need to steal at least one out of that series to have a chance coming down the stretch. I mentioned the Mets and the O's squaring off. Things continuing to go well for the Baltimore Orioles yesterday.
2-2. Henderson on a drive out towards right field. Back at the track. Back at the wall. See you later. Henderson sends the bat into the dugout and lets out a yell as he will touch them all.
O's taking care of business against the Red Sox. They are keeping pace with the Yankees. Yankees played last night in that Little League Classic against the Tigers. Before that, though, Aaron Judge continued his torrid pace.
You got to make do without him.
But he hasn't been healthy ever.
Judge drives it. Deep center field. Meadows back on the track at the wall. It is gone. Goodbye. Number 44 for number 99. And the Yankees have a 3-0 lead.
So we got some fun. It's going to be some fun baseball down the stretch. O's and the Yanks neck and neck. And then you got the Mets and the Braves jockeying for that wild card position. The Braves, maybe an outside chance at catching the Phillies, but they'd certainly need a little help to get the job done there. You know, we acknowledge local players when they do big things, and that seems to happen most often with the Kansas City Royals, who carry two Richmonders on their roster. Here's one of them.
The 1-0 pitch. Pasquantino drills it high in the air, down the right field line, way out of here. Vinny Pasquantino with a 3-run homer. 2 pitches after Bobby Witt Jr. was intentionally walked. It's a 399-foot blast that breaks this game open in the 9th.
Shout out to Vinny Pasquantino right there, pride of Richmond. Royals, though, third in the AL Central, despite having 69 wins, well above 500, but a game back of the Twins, three games back of the Cleveland Guardians, who have been this year's real surprise team. I mean, obviously, Cleveland's been knocking on the door for a little while, but they've been playing some great baseball this year. They're 72 wins, right behind, one behind the O's, chasing the Yanks. That's been a heck of a division there. You don't count on the AL Central for much, although they do get the benefit of being able to beat up on the White Sox, who could lose their 100th game this week. They're 30-95, chasing all kinds of marks for futility. It's fascinating to me. You've got three teams competing there for playoff spots, and then you got the White Sox. They'll go out to San Francisco, start a series against the Giants late tonight. White Sox at 95 losses already. Absolutely insane. Always good to give the baseball roundup, and we're sticking with the Squirrels. That's the commitment here, and that's this show's commitment. Doesn't matter how we feel about the win or the loss column, we're sticking with the Squirrels, and of course we'll keep you posted on the Braves, the Mets, and the Phillies all jockeying for position, while the Nats continue to have fun with the kids. Good to hear the James Wood home run. So lots of that as we slide into September. We're going to keep busy on these shows. And of course, if you miss any of them, MP on the Mic is on all major podcast platforms. So you want to grab that. If you want to talk baseball, I will talk baseball with you at AWOD's Football Fest. I'm there to talk football. And obviously, I love talking Commanders. You guys, if you've ever been in a Commanders conversation with me, you know I get fired up. We talk about it. We get rolling. And then Sunday night, I'll be out there in Landover for the preseason game against the Patriots. But Saturday night, River City Roll, it's going to be the place to be. I keep mentioning it. I'm going to be mentioning it all week because, I mean, AWOD's put together a heck of a show here. Grant and Danny will be there. I'll be there. Zach Joachim representing high school sports along with Gary Hess. Coach Chris, of course, who you know. Fred freaking Smoot. Smoot Dog's going to be there. Getting a conversation with him, you'd be in it all night. Say hey to me first, then say hey to Smoot. You got to do these things in the right order. Otherwise, you're never going to make it to everybody. But we'll be out there. 5 to 7 is the live show. Party starts at 3 Saturday night at River City Roll. We're about 20 minutes away, 15 minutes away from AWOD Radio, which is live from Capitol Ale House on Mondays. Looking forward to that. Looking forward to wrapping things up. Great Monday show. We'll put a bow on it on the other side. You're listening to 9 to
other news item I want to touch on. Joe Harris retiring from basketball. Of course, UVA. He was, and I covered those UVA teams with Tony Bennett. He was the first Tony Bennett player who were like, all right, this guy, you got to see this guy. And this was around, you know, Steph Curry was starting to do his thing. I would have never told you he would have had as productive an NBA career as he did. I think he owes Steph Curry for that a lot, because at the 3-point shooting specialist, the analytics, all that came into the game about the time Joe Harris was coming out of college. But certainly at no point when he was at UVA was I thinking, I'm watching the next NBA superstar. Certainly not the way you did when you're watching Justin Anderson. You're like, that dude looks like an NBA player. He's going to the NBA. And he did. He had some years in the NBA as well, but certainly Joe Harris and Malcolm Brogdon, right? You got this. Maybe Malcolm Brogdon was going to be a role player, but the leadership was going to take him to the NBA. Now, it gets muddier now, because if you want to compare UVA guys in the NBA, is Sam Hauser on that list, right? Was a key part of the Boston team that won the title this year, came in, gave them good minutes. 1 year at UVA, things get squishier the longer we go. But I think Joe Harris was one of the most important early pieces for Tony Bennett, for sure, because he lifted the games to a place where they were watchable. It was unwatchable in the early years. Tony Bennett installing the defense, and everybody, you know, just 42-40 loss every night. The defense coming along. Offense wasn't there at all. Joe Harris elevated it to a watchable place and then goes to the NBA and I think made a name for himself in the NBA. I'm not going to declare him the greatest Tony Bennett NBA player, but I think if you look at that lineage, right, Tony Bennett, what he brought to the table as
a coach and as a former player himself, he was the NCAA three-point shooting champion. And I think Joe Harris benefited from being around that, and I think he benefited from being coached by Tony, but also it was good for Tony to have a player who I think he could relate with on a pretty deep level. So cool to see him. Best wishes to Joe Harris in his retirement. I saw Kyle Guy came back around to UVA. He's going to be an assistant coach this year. I don't know if that's in the cards for Joe Harris. If he wants to coach, that guy can coach. He knows basketball. He knows the area. He, you know, Tony Bennett was at Washington State. That was originally where he recruited Joe Harris, who is a Washington kid. Who knows if he'll end up back there or where he'll end up. But best wishes to Joe Harris in his basketball retirement. And certainly better talking UVA hoops than UVA football. That would be a tougher topic, although we got to do it, and we got to get you fired up for this opener because it's 2 weeks away, and it's Richmond coming to town, number 12 in the FCS poll, coming to UVA, going to try to put a scare into them. I think UVA is a good enough team that that's not going to be a competitive contest. But if it's not, whoo boy! See, that's why we love. That's why we love August 19th, right? You'd say things like that. You'd be like, "Hey, I don't think that'll be a game, but if it's a game, ooh, it's something to think about." I think the conversation in Charlottesville is Tony Elliott on the hot seat, and it's too hard to know. I think he could win a couple out of the gate, calm that down. I think he could win four and keep his job. I see a path to that. We'll dive into that as the season goes on, of course. There's a lot of mitigating factors there. The sudden departure of Bronco, the death of three players, obviously, you know, and the cancellation of the end of that season all looms large. The fact that I don't know that there's a lot of better out there, certainly, and that Tony Elliott is well-liked and is a program guy, and people like him. My guess is four is probably his magic number. If you turn in three seasons of three wins, though, in college football, very, very tough to see anything other than the door. It's an instant gratification world, and you got to sell those tickets to keep the athletic department funded. Commander's observations on the other side. Jaden Daniels looking good every single week. We'll talk about it. Stick with us. It's a Monday morning, 9:10 The Fan.
Let's take the show home. Michael Phillips here. I'm be on the mic, 9:10 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Appreciate you guys joining us on a Monday that just feels a little bit more like a football Monday than the Mondays before it. We get closer every week. Excited to be there. You know, we share about the important things as well. The stranded astronauts who aren't actually stranded. All the other NASCAR, baseball. We got to all of it today. Very good program if you missed any of it. The Odyssey app is free. It's got the rewind button. We also post the podcast every day. MP on the mic is the search term. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify's been on my bad side recently. I love Spotify. I was an early adopter of Spotify. It's the same three songs over and over now. I used to like their mixes. I feel like there is like, hey, you like this? You played this one song one time? I bet you want to hear it all day, every day. I bet you I don't. Bet you I want to hear some new music. It's why I'm paying my $9.95 a month, not just listen to my cassette collection. You know what I'm saying? That's a different topic for a different day. Shout out Independence Golf Club. Headed over there for lunch once we wrap up here. Gift Breed's the guy over there. They are a little local golf news here. I don't know how closely you follow the local golf news. They are now going to take over management of the Crossings course, which is up by Virginia Center Commons, other side of 95 from that. The county of Henrico bought that, and they're going to turn that potentially into a course that can host the Dominion Charity Classic PGA Champions event, which may not be the Dominion Classic when they move it. That may be the event to be named later. Big doings in the local golf scene. Love seeing Henrico invest in sports, invest in facilities. They, of course, took over Belmont as well a few years ago, turned that into a par three track, and some good first tee action going on over there. love people investing in the game and the youth, and I'm really excited because Independence is great. They host a number of big events every year, and excited to see what they can do with the Crossings. And you don't have a lot of courses that were built knowing they'd host tournaments, so excited to see what they do with that and the potential for that. And of course, the real tournament, the actual one, not the hypothetical one, will be here out at the CCV James River course in a few weeks, really. Also, the Solheim Cup, which is the Ryder Cup for women's golf, is going to be up north of here in suburban Virginia, suburban D.C. That will be in a couple weeks as well. So there's probably enough golf news here that we need to do a golf news segment one of these days. Today is not that day because I don't have my act together. But all the stars got. We were at the golf. That may have been our very first MP on the mic on the road last year from the Dominion tournament. That day ended having drinks with Noah Kahn. If you're wondering how that day went, it was a good one for this program, and set the tone for our road shows. We have celebrities on our road shows. So that's that. I'm also, we are taping Parney Time this afternoon, the official podcast of Parney Parnell, Flying Squirrels, interviewing the owner of the Savannah Bananas today. So I would imagine that's going to be a good time as well. And I would imagine you will hear more about that as the week goes on. You'll certainly hear more about the Flying Squirrels as the week goes on. Look, they'll tell you they're still in the playoff chase. Maybe Trey will say that tomorrow on Tuesdays with Trey. I don't know that they're still in the playoff chase at this point. Just clinging to hope, developing some players, 12 more chances to get out there to the diamond and watch them and support them. Of course, lots of Commanders talk on today's program. One thing I didn't mention, I enjoyed over the weekend, David Teal's Sunday column in the old Richmond Times-Dispatch, which raised a point that I have raised before and that I think is very valid. This new college football playoff is, I think, going to step on the toes of basketball in a bigger way than people realize. When football happens, it takes all the oxygen out of the room. We'll be talking football fest this weekend. Everybody's excited for it. There's a reason no other sports go head-to-head with football. It's the king. It's the king of American sports. Baseball playoffs often get lost in the shuffle, which is too bad because that's a great event. When football's happening, there's no room for anything else. And now with this playoff, it's an additional several weeks of football discussion in a lot of places, the ACC, the SEC, the Big Ten, that are traditionally starting to talk at least a little bit of basketball. The championship game is mid-January, and really we don't fully release into basketball season until after that, or in my mind, until after the Super Bowl. Now, David kind of gave a psh to my favorite solution, which I understand because he's involved in the logistics ends of things, and he knows people and knows it's probably a non-starter. I love the idea of starting college basketball and making it a January to May sport. Starting it in January, non-conference January, into early February. After football ends, after Super Bowl's over, get your conference matchups, building to May Madness. You can't May Madness, it's March Madness. Hey, sure, you can have May Madness. People enjoy sports at all times of the year. We enjoy talking sports at all times of the year. Now, I get it. There's TV contracts. There's student, that's final season. There's a lot to work through there. I'm just one guy yelling it. I've always thought May Madness pretty good solution. I'd also love to see the conference tournament somehow pull off that. We see the NBA with the in-season tournament. We see, British soccer's more and more popular, things they do, the FA Cup, all that. I'd love to see those conference tournaments peel off of the time window right before March Madness. They can stay in March. Big tournament in May, kind of everything pauses in March, do some conference tournaments. I think there's a lot of ways to bring a lot more eyeballs into college basketball than it is right now. The other funny football item, college football item I saw over the weekend, the Group of Five is attempting to assemble a tournament that would resemble the NIT of football, a playoff for the schools not invited to the big playoff. That's the FCS playoff, or at least that was for many years. We have one too many divisions here. We've got the big schools, the now Power Four, Autonomy Four, I think we call them. They call their shots. They make the playoff. We have the FCS. That's good. They've got a good system. That's been going on for a while. People enjoy that. You've got the schools in the middle that made the jump to big time, but clearly are not going to be invited to the playoffs outside of the one automatic bid they'll get. I don't know how you handle that because everybody's striving to move up, not down. But it feels like if you could somehow merge the best of FCS and the best of that group of five, you could have a compelling product. It won't happen because everybody's chasing for the top. But yeah, I think the recognition is here. Bowl games are about to take a big hit in this new college football playoff system. All right, time to wrap it up. AWOD Radio up next. He's live at Capitol Ale House. That's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. He'll be with you 12 to 3. Grant and Danny take over 3 to 6. We all live in our little time slots here. We cross over, we interact briefly, but on Saturday night at River City Roll, we'll all be on stage. Grant, Danny, AWOD, and me should be just an absolutely fun night of football and celebrating the return of football. That will be out at River City Roll Saturday night, 3 to 7, live show 5 to 7 from River City Roll. Hope you're all out there. Make sure to say hey to me. If you are, I will be the gentleman holding a beer and talking about football. And how much I love Jaden Daniels. Good game for Jaden Daniels. I know AY is going to talk about it too. I think we're closer and closer to seeing this hype realized. Getting excited for this. It is still a 5-8 win team, but man, I'm excited for this kid. They threw a lot at him. A lot of formations, a lot of up-tempo, a lot of no huddle. He handled it all beautifully. I know we'll be talking about that the rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow. Looking forward to it. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.